Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to your new video audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program. Boy, it is our purpose to speak onto those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a comment or a question concerning something that we say on the program, it can be either favorable or unfavorable. Or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you've been studying and would like for us to spend some time and study it on the program. Certainly we'd love to hear from you. You can contact us by the address given by the announcer, or better, contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Tonight being Wednesday, the East Abbotville Church of Christ that meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 will have Bible study at 7 o'clock this evening. We will have classes for all ages. We will study only the Bible. So we urge you to come. Bring your family, bring your Bible, and expect to study only what the Bible says. If it's at all impossible for you to come to the building, keep in mind that at 7 o'clock, by your cell phone, your laptop, your tablet, your computer, you can log on to eastabbotville.org/live at 7 and see and hear the Bible study period. If you're familiar with Facebook, the church has a Facebook page. If you're familiar with YouTube, the church has a YouTube channel. On all of these, you'll be able to see and hear the Bible study that's being conducted tonight at 7 o'clock. Certainly, we urge you to take advantage of this opportunity that we can be able to study God's Word. You know, many people with homosexual desires, they claim to have been born this way. They may believe that a normal heterosexual marriage is simply out of the question for them. But what do the Scriptures have to say about this? First of all, in Matthew 19, Jesus does say that there are some people who are unable to have normal marital sexual relations. The disciples were surprised by the strictness of the Lord's teaching on divorce. You remember the question was asked, can a man divorce his wife for every cause? And Jesus pointed them back to the beginning and said, in the beginning, God created them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. And then Jesus added, what God has joined together, let not man separate. And with that, they asked, then why did Moses? But again, Jesus explained that except a man divorce his wife, except for the cause of fornication and marries another, commits adultery. And whoever marries her, that is divorced, commits adultery. So it was with that, that then the disciples, they have the question. And the question they have is that it might be better to avoid marriage altogether. Well, Jesus doesn't disagree, because in verse 12, then Matthew 19, he said, not everyone can receive this saying. And he goes on in verse 12 to describe different kinds of eunuchs. Some are made eunuchs by men. That is, no doubt, referring to the cruel practice of mutilation. Some choose to be eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. That is, they engage in voluntary celibacy. But then he talks about a third category, where it says they were born this way. That is, literally from the womb. So what Jesus is saying is that marriage is not for everyone. whether it's because of the way they were born, because of some violence that had been done by others to them, or whether it was just simply because of personal choice. But none of these circumstances prevents someone from entering the kingdom. See, marriage is not a requirement for all to engage in. Well, what about someone who does have sexual desires, but one that goes against God's laws? Is it possible to have sinful passions that one cannot explain? Well, yes, Paul addresses this over in the book of Romans. In Romans chapter 7, he explains how sin had come to life in him. And he discusses covetousness. But really, the same can be said for any sin, not just only covetousness. So what we have, let's go to Romans 7 and begin our reading with verse 7. And I'm going to be reading from the New King James. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet. But sin, taken opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desire. For apart from the law, sin was dead. Now let's go down to verse 15. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. So we see in all of this, we should not be surprised when our passions work against God's will. When we go over to the book of Galatians, notice what we have there in chapter 5 as we read verse 17. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. So again, we don't need to be surprised that our desires can be those that are against God's will. You know, even Peter made the statement that the passions of the flesh, and in 1 Peter 2 and verse 11, they war against our souls. They wage war against our souls. And this is true for all people, not just those with homosexual desires. See, desires and feelings are never an excuse to break God's law. Well, can we blame God for our temptations, since he makes us the way that we are? Well, James answers that. Let's go over to the book of James, to the very first chapter, and begin our reading with verse 13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. You see what he's saying? Our desires are our own. And temptation arises when we are enticed by our desires in unlawful ways. We cannot blame God for this. And dare we to begin to think what we read about in Romans chapter 9 and verse 20. But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me this way? So see, someone may honestly wonder, well, you know, if I have desires that I feel a part of my biological makeup, would God condemn me for indulging in them? Well, Jesus answers this question. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5 and begin our reading with verse 29. Jesus says, "If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell." See what Jesus' answer is? The man whose hand or his eye that causes him to sin, that man might try to justify himself. "Well, I was born this way." Jesus says, it's no excuse. The man could say, "Well, you know, surely the Lord would not want me to go through life without an eye or a hand." Well, friend, Jesus said it would be well worth whatever the price that we had to pay in this life to avoid hell in the next. So, to summarize what we have studied, and hopefully what we have seen, is that yes, it is possible for someone to be incapable of normal sexual relations through no fault of their own, either from birth or as a result of the actions of others. Yes, we all have desires of the flesh that are against the desires of the Spirit. And yes, the Lord expects us to cut off any source of sin, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful, and no matter how life-altering it may be. And so, to the homosexual who says, "God made me this way," we have to say, from what we have seen in our study of God's Word, no matter how different you may feel that you are, and even if you believe you have been that way since birth, your temptation to homosexuality is not from God. And God demands that you give it up, no matter what that cost may be. Friends, that's true of every sin, not just homosexuality. Desires and feelings are never an excuse to break God's law. We see your time is up, and thank you so much for tuning in and listening. We hope that you'll do so tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.